Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having John Scully back on the show. John's been with us a couple of times in the past. He's one of our newer Brain Trust members. He's the former CEO of Pepsi Cola and also the former CEO of Apple. And one of our most renowned CEOs of the last few decades. He's the author of a brand new book, Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. John Scully, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be back with you.
Good to have you back. John, in your book, you talk about something that I want you to share with my audience again. We talked about it a little bit, but I just think it's something that we need to continue to reinforce, and that you believe that we're in a time of change that's not just like regular change, like when you were at Pepsi and I was with Xerox and those days. This is a different orbit of change, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the reason why I wrote a book, I mean, I wasn't even planning to write a book, but I was seeing through the eyes of so many of the companies that I'm involved with or founded that this is a sea change. And I wanted to send out an alert, and it aligns very much with the theme that you've been talking about with Age of the Customer. What is happening is that these exponential growing technologies, and it's not just one, it's cloud computing, it's mobility, it's data analytics, it's the Internet of Things. I don't focus on the technologies. I'm focusing on the market impact and how it is shifting the power in the marketplace from incumbent companies who have had traditional great reputations and loyal customers, and all of a sudden along comes this market power of these new technologies that's shifting the power to the customers, and customers are paying more attention to the opinions of other customers than they are to the established companies. And because of social media and the ability to pass along opinions, it's having an explosive effect.
Research shows that people are 70% more likely to believe their peers that they don't even know what they say about a brand than what you say about your own brand.
Yeah, I mean, that's so accurate. And the reality is that it means that many of these new technologies are enabling entrepreneurs to come up with better products, better business models, things that are really disruptive in the marketplace. And in the past, that might have taken years to catch on. Now it's happening in an incredibly compressed period of time.
Well,
and anyone who thinks they can avoid the effects of that is really going to be, unfortunately, surprised, because it's just rippling across industries all around the world.
Well, and what's happening is it is rippling across them. And are you surprised, even though this change really started, in a way it started when, like, the era when you were with Apple, but it really got put on at light speed when you and I got access to the Internet. So that's been 20 years now. Are you surprised that corporate America and Main Street isn't farther along in their acceptance of the exchange of this shift?
Actually, no. And the reason is because both you and I have worked in corporate America, and we kind of know that there is one attribute that all corporations, you know, even the very best, when they become large, have in common, and that is they all empower their middle managers with the authority to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to get a yes decision. Remember, the job of large corporations is to continue the mission to grow and scale.
Mm-hmm.
When something comes along that threatens that, like an antibody, you know, they put up defenses. And even though they have very smart people, they are often conditioned by the culture of a large organization. So we have to depend on the small and medium businesses. We have to depend on the entrepreneurs to be the ones that come out and lead these changes.
And so that's the reason why, and one of the things that you talk about in your book, is that any entrepreneur who gets what you talk about in your book and what I've been saying about the age of the customer, any entrepreneur who gets that can come in and disrupt a vertical, disrupt an industry almost, couldn't they?
Well, I wouldn't say any entrepreneur, because I think you've got to get some basic hands-on skills.
And well, but I don't mean everyone could do it, but it's going to come from some unlikely sources, I believe. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with John Sculley, the author of the new book called Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. More of his ideas after these messages. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.